Okay, welcome everyone to a bonus episode of the Tom Schirmer podcast. Before we get into the details of this bonus episode, I just wanted to express my gratitude to you for listening and or subscribing to the podcast. Yep, as I said before, podcasts are nothing without listeners, and so I really do appreciate your support. It means a lot, and I know I have a lot to learn about podcasting and all the ins and outs of making a show that is informative and entertaining, and I'll keep working on that, and your feedback is going to be most helpful to me, so I do appreciate that. Episode one is just 1 week away, and I'm really excited about that. I have five announcements today about the podcast, including an announcement as to who my first interview guest is going to be on September 21st. So without any further delay, let's get to it. The first announcement is that we now have a dedicated Twitter account for the podcast. So that Twitter feed is at Tom Schirmer Pod. That's easy because my Twitter account personally is at Tom Schirmer. So add pod to the end of it and you've got it. Now, of course, on my personal Twitter feed, as well as Schirmer Education on Instagram or Facebook, you will also get information and updates about the podcast, but the main source of information about the podcast in terms of upcoming guests, questions, any other things related to the podcast will certainly come out on that Twitter feed. Now, that dedicated Twitter feed will also be important for one other announcement coming a little bit later in the podcast, but would love it if you were able to follow that account just so that you can keep up to date on what we're doing, what episodes are happening, and ways that you can connect with the podcast and with me about what's coming up on the show. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the interview. Now, obviously, the interview segments are going to include those household names in education, thought leaders, researchers, those who we would consider sort of the names in education that we all recognize, those who have influenced us, those who are just at the forefront of the work that we're trying to implement. We're going to have plenty of those people on, and that's going to be great. But I really do want to feature practitioners as well. You know, teachers who are not household names, teachers who might not beyond your school community or your school district community, they're not known by anybody. But their work is exemplary. And the work they're doing with students and the work they do with the school community or the work they're doing with their colleagues is exemplary. And I want to feature that. I want to find a way to give a voice and platform to those who deserve it. So if you know of people like that and you think of people like that, I really would encourage you as listeners, please reach out to me. Send me an email. Remember, the email for the show is tomschirmerpod@gmail.com. Make sure you get their permission first, and then send me an email with their name, a little bit of why you're nominating them, and then maybe an email address or some way in which I can get a hold of them, and then I can reach out to them and see if they're interested in coming on the podcast. So, you know, researchers are great, and we need that work. Household names and those influencers around education are excellent, and we're going to have plenty of those on the podcast. But as I said, I really want to feature practitioners, those in the field, because it's always important for us all to stay in touch with the work that's happening in schools on a day-to-day basis. Again, email me those names. Make sure you get their permission, tomschirmerpod@gmail.com. Let me know who these people are, and we'll make sure we give them a platform and an opportunity to share their stories of success. Next, I want to talk a little bit about Assessment Corner. That is the segment that will happen each week on the podcast. You know, the podcast is going to focus on a wide array of educational topics that are current and relevant as time goes on. But Assessment Corner really is going to be a weekly feature of the podcast. Now, that segment really is listener dependent because I really would love that segment to be filled with your questions. The questions you have about implementation strategies or trying to grow your own assessment literacy. Sometimes that's challenging, and not every solution necessarily aligns with the orthodoxy of the assessment research. Sometimes we have provincial or state policies that inhibit our ability to sort of bring about the ideal. Sometimes it's a district policy or a school policy that is restricting us in the moment. Now, policies can be changed, but sometimes it takes a long while for those policies to shift. And so what do we do in the meantime? And sometimes the issue is us. It's our limited assessment literacy as we're continuing to grow and learn. we may not know what to do or how to approach a certain situation. So that's what I'm hoping this feature will be for you. So if you have questions, I would encourage you to do one of two things. Either, again, reach out through email. The email for the pod is, as I said earlier, tomshimmerpod@gmail.com. You could also reach out through social media, whether that be on either Twitter feed, my personal one, or the one for the show, but also Facebook and Instagram. There are ways that you can just reach out. So I really hope, and I do recognize that this is going to take some time to build some momentum around the question answering and the question asking and all of that. But hopefully we can get to a place where you, the listeners, are sort of bringing questions to the forefront. You know, you can always send me questions via email and I can answer them for you, but the chances of somebody else thinking or having that same question is pretty high, which means if we can make that question somewhat public, there are others who will benefit from the response that I give. So that's why, you know, it's important that those questions, you know, be a part of the podcast versus just me answering them in an email or in a reply to a message on social media. Now, if obviously you can just send those messages and type those out, but if you're feeling up to it, which I'm sure most of you will probably not at first, but if you're feeling up to it, I would love it if you would voice record your question and send that file to me via email, and then I can actually drop that into the podcast, and so all the listeners can hear you. And I know how you're reacting right now. I don't want anybody to hear my voice because we all don't love the sound of our voices, right, when we hear them. But you know, if you have the courage to voice record your question, I would love it if you sent that to me, and I'll drop that right into the podcast so all the listeners can hear you asking the question directly. I think it just adds a level of authenticity to the question, and that the question is really coming from somebody in the field. Now, in the meantime, as we sort of build the momentum of Assessment Corner, you know, this work is my work on a weekly basis. I work with schools every week. I work with schools all around the world. And so there's no shortage of questions that I've been asked over the years. So in order to fill the space in the early episodes, I may draw upon some of the common questions that I get asked all the time. And there are several of them that no matter where I go, they are similar questions that people ask. So, but ideally, from my perspective, this will be a segment that is really listener driven, because I want to be able to have this be a somewhat interactive part of the podcast. So send me those questions, whether they're just typed out or if you can muster up the courage to voice record those questions, I would love it if you did that. So hopefully this will be a valuable segment that we do each week to try to get you some practical advice on how you can grow your own assessment practices and how you can begin to shift the culture of assessment in your classrooms. Now let's talk about how you can win 5 books. No, I'm not talking about 1 of 5 books. I'm talking about you winning all 5 books. So you could win Grading from the Inside Out, Standards-Based Learning in Action. That is the book I wrote with Mandy Stolitz and Garnet Hillman. And the 3 books I wrote with my colleagues Cassandra Erkins and Nicole Dimich, those would be Essential Assessment, Instructional Agility, and our latest book, which is Growing Tomorrow's Citizens in Today's Classrooms. That's about assessing 7 critical 21st century competencies. Again, this is a criterion reference contest, so there's no norming on this podcast, so anyone that accomplishes the task will be sent all 5 books. So here's how it works. First, to be eligible, you have to be following the podcast Twitter account. So that's at Tom Shimmer Pod. That's the prerequisite. Now, to win, you have to get 5 people to do the following. First, they have to subscribe to the podcast. Second, they have to also follow the podcast Twitter account. So that's, again, at Tom Shimmer Pod. Then, third, they have to send out a tweet about the podcast. So all they'll have to say on the tweet is something like, you know, hey, I just subscribed to the at Tom Shimmer Pod. So they'll mention the podcast at Tom Shimmer Pod. Thanks. And then they'll mention you. So again, hey, I just subscribed to the at Tom Shimmer Pod. Thanks at, and then your Twitter handle. That's all they have to do. And of course, if they do that, I'll get notified of each tweet because of the mention. And I will see that at least 5 people have mentioned you so that I'll know that you're eligible for the books. Am I making you do a little bit of work on behalf of the podcast? Of course. There's no hidden agenda here. This is an overt agenda. However, I am sending you almost $200 worth of books, so I think that's fair. Again, anyone who accomplishes this will get the books. There's no, hey, thanks for your efforts, but someone did it faster than you yesterday. Nope, nothing like that. If you get it done, you'll get the books. Now, the one caveat is that this must be done before the first episode drops on September 21st. So you've got about a week or maybe a little bit less, depending upon when you listen to this, to make this happen. So I will be grateful if you do it and would be ecstatic to give away a lot of books. All right, I'm going to finish up by saying that you are not going to want to miss the first episode of the podcast coming out Monday, September 21st, as I have the man, the myth, the legend, and my friend Tom Guskey joining me for the interview. In fact, you're probably going to want to listen to the episode with a notepad or save the episode altogether. I mean, you know Tom is a giant in the areas of assessment, grading, mastery learning, and professional development. I could think of no better person to launch the podcast than Tom Guskey, and I am grateful he's agreed to join me. So it's going to be an awesome interview. Remember, you can listen and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and YouTube. I hope you'll join me on September 21st. I can't wait to get started.